Glory to God. We welcome you to Loving Faith Healing Ministry, where the blessing of God will overtake you, where the word of God is alive, and it will heal you and deliver you. We welcome you here to Loving Faith Healing Ministry. I want to minister this song to you. I want to minister to you because if you believe it, God will heal you this day. Just take the word of God and receive it and be healed. Amen. Glory to God.
I like that.
There's some down.
You only knew.
But I'm here.
Right
now, if you want to receive healing today, all you gotta do is receive it. Lord, I receive your healing today. By your stripes, I'm healed. I receive your healing today. No matter what it is, God will heal you. He heals you of all your diseases. And it's alright. The heartache and some pain, I'm healed.
If you just confess it, if you just believe it and confess it, God will heal you today.
See, God wants you to be whole, like nothing, nothing broke in your life.
I'm
but you're being told to have no sickness, no disease, no lack in money.
God's touching. Yeah. Oh, he sent my soul.
He came to heal your soul.
Anybody
You ought to pray. You ought to lift up your hands. When I am healed,
oh, when
the spirit
is, there's
liberty. I am healed. I might have some scars, but I'm healed. Even though I went through something, God has healed me in my pain. God will heal your wounded soul. Amen. Glory to God. Just take God for His word. Mary, she received the word of God from the angel. Said you'll become pregnant. The Holy Spirit will overshadow you. And you become pregnant with the Son of God. The angel will do nothing but bring the word of God from heaven. And the word of God is in his back. If you can receive his word today like Mary, Mary said, let it be unto me. And Mary was pregnant that moment she received the word. I'll ask you, just receive his word and watch the fruition come. Glory to God. I might have some scars, but I'm healed. He promised. God said, I promise. I deliver you out of all your troubles. So you got to worry about trouble. Because trouble don't last always. Because God promised, I'm going to deliver you out of all your troubles. Somebody ought to say hallelujah and give God some praise in this house. Because he just delivered you out of your trouble. Somebody can take the word. Glory to God. Just take his word.
Oh,
I am healed. I'm healed.
I'm healed.
No sickness comes towards my body. No sickness. I decree no sickness towards my body. Anytime sickness comes to my body, it will die in the name of Jesus. Somebody to praise God. If you just believe, you say it's impossible. You're going too far. No, I'm not. You just don't believe. But God said in his word, all things are possible. If you believe, all things are possible. If you believe all things are possible, you ought to have a praise in your feet. You ought to just shake a wig. I'm healed, King Arthur said. Glory to God. I'm healed. It came out of my mouth. I confessed it. I believed it. And I confessed it. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In this house, I just got excited about the word of God, because God just did something for me. He just healed my hurting soul. He just healed my soul. He just healed me. Glory to God. He just gave me peace in a time of trouble. Somebody ought to praise God. Do you believe it? Well, who will believe our report? Glory to God. Hallelujah to your name. We will be here to love and faith, heal and minister. Amen. I promise you, you just received this word today, your life will never be the same. You will never be the same anymore. You will know who you are and know what you have. Glory to God. Too many times, the body of Christ don't realize what they have. But I've come to serve notice today. Glory to God. I came to serve notice on the devil. You will no longer steal from the children of God. I decree and declare this day in the name of Jesus. Take your hand off this woman. Take your hand off our health. Take your hand off our promise. Take your hand off our peace. Because he has given us peace. Jesus has came. He came to give us life. And life more abundantly. Somebody ought to praise God in this house. I feel like preaching this morning. I'm telling you that the Spirit of God is rising up. Amen. Somebody get excited about Jesus. Sing his name. Praise his name. He's worthy of our praise. Amen. I'm going to the hallelujah praise. I get excited about God. And I'm not ashamed. I am not ashamed. I don't care who hear me. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to magnify his name. I'm going to give him glory. What glory is due. Because this was the day that the Lord has made. And I should rejoice in it. It was a day that I never saw. But he saw fit. Glory to God. He saw fit. That I might live, that I might have my being and my movement. Because I live this day, because I am awoke, because I am alive, I have the possibility, the chance, and the power, and the authority to make a change in my life, in the life of glory to God. Hallelujah. It's a new day. You can't think about yesterday. You can't. Yesterday is gone. Glory to God. God is gone. But today is a new day. Somebody to understand that when there's a new day, there's a new beginning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm preaching hard. I'm preaching hard. I ain't getting the message. But God. Glory to God. See, I need y'all to get excited about Jesus. I need the body of Christ begin to praise God. Magnify God. Begin to walk down the sidewalk and begin to praise him and magnify him. Say, Jesus can do it. When every time you go on through something, you need to say this word. The word of God. All things are possible with God. All things. Not something. All things are possible. Glory to God. Hallelujah in this house. Man, glory to your name, baby. Glory to your name, Lord. Glory to your name, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Turn your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 1. Glory to God. But we about to read the word of God, and it's alive. It's alive. It's a spirit. It's a lie. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. Somebody ought to praise God, because they about to hear the word of God and deliverance about to come. They about to hear the word of God and peace about to come. They about to hear the word of God and prosperity about to come in their life, because they heard the word. Receive it like Mary. All is well. I receive it. Glory to God. Somebody, what I'm ready to preach. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. When I get to the day and you recognize what the message today is, recognizing your inheritance. Glory to God. Too long the body of Christ has recognized their inheritance. They don't understand they already have everything. Glory to God, somebody ought to just lift up his name in his house. Somebody ought to praise God just because he is already giving you everything. That's enough to go around the building beginning to praise God and magnify his name. Your spirit ought to be excited now. You believe, you ought to get excited. Something ought to be jumping inside of you right now because I know. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. Turn your Bible to Hebrews chapter 1. Oh, glory to God. It says, man, recognizing your inheritance, enter his rest, recognizing his inheritance, enter his rest. You need to enter God's rest. Amen. Glory to God. If it's left on record, it's the word of God, it's alive, it's the truth. If you just receive, it's the truth. I don't, nothing else that go against this is not the truth. It's space, it's false, it's evil. Anything that go against the word of God is evil. Glory to God. But it says in Hebrews chapter 1, turn your Bible to Hebrews chapter 1, won't you? Write it down. Hebrews chapter 1. I don't want you to be deceived, amen. It says, in many separate revelations, I'm reading out the Amplified Bible. It says, in many separate revelations, each of which set forth a portion of the truth. In different ways, God spoke of old to us, our forefathers, in and by the prophets. In other words, back in the old days, they had received a portion of God's knowledge and wisdom of what he is about to do. But they was taught by the old, they were taught by the prophet. But it said in verse 2, but now, see, there's a difference. Then and now. He said, But in the last of these days, glory to God. This comes from Jesus' time until forever. He said, but in the last of these days, he has spoken to us in the person of a son, who he appointed her in lawful honor of all things. I want you to realize and understand one thing. That Jesus is the lawful owner of everything. He owns everything that's in heaven and the earth. Would you understand that? He is the lawful owner of all things. And because the Father made Jesus the rightful owner of all things, when you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, the Bible said that we're heirs with God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So whatever Jesus has is ours. That's true. Because we need to understand it's the truth. And we need to get that truth in our heart, in our mind. We need to look over this. I want you to, in your spirit time, would you go back over the scripture I just told you and realize that Jesus is the lawful owner of everything, and the Bible said that you're heirs with God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So, and the Bible said that the earth is here. The gold, the cattle, all that within the earth is God. And everything within the earth and heaven is God, then everything in the earth and heaven is yours. What an awesome God. Do you realize what an awesome God we serve? He paid the price that you have everything in your life. Glory to God. Jesus said that I came that you might have life and life more abundantly. Amen? We are, if you don't believe what I say, I'll turn your Bible to Romans 8. Amen? Won't you see this? Romans 8. Verse 15. You got to say amen. Romans 8. Starting at verse 15.
It says,
it's the word of God, so it's true.
It said, for you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear. You didn't receive that spirit. That you didn't receive that old nature you had, the devil spirit, that who always taught you fear. The devil teach you fear. So if fear is going in your life, the devil is teaching you something. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children of God, then heirs. Then heirs of God, then joint heirs with Christ. He said it. He said it. This is not my word. This is the word of God. He said, Jesus, we saw in Hebrew 1 that Jesus is the lawful owner of everything. We read in Romans 8 that we're heirs with God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Our heir is one who inherits something. So, we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord. I want everybody to understand this. When you accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, you receive the whole kingdom. You receive everything that God has in your life. The moment you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, he has given you everything. But how to receive it is another thing. It's yours, but it takes faith. Amen? It takes faith to receive what God has already given you. I'm just showing you that God has already given you everything. He's already healed you. He already healed you with every disease. He has already blessed you with all the finances you need. Glory to God. You own, you call. I say this, and I say this with truth. You are co-owner of heaven and earth. It just said it right there. It just said it right in his word that we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. And the Bible says he gave everything to him. All things are here. Everything. And everything is yours. Glory to God. What a wonderful Father we have. What? He gave us everything. Amen. Glory to God. Turn your Bible to 2 Peter chapter 1. I'm going to show you. It's teaching time. My listeners should jot down these scriptures so they can go back over and look for themselves. Amen. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3. It says, in his I'm going to start at verse 2. I want you to see this. It says, grace and peace be multiplied to you. He's talking to you. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of the Jesus our Lord. As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by the glory and virtue, by which he has been given to us exceedingly and great and precious promise, that through these you might be partakers of the divine and have escaped the corruption that is in this world through lust. He said, through his divine power that pertain to, he has given you everything to life and God. When you see Jesus Christ, the Lord said, he has given you everything that pertains to life and God. You must say, I got it. If Jesus said, if the Bible says, God says, that you have it, then it's yours. But you have to receive it by faith. Amen? Faith is your title deed. I'll get to that later on. But he says, through his divine nature, his power has given us everything pertaining to life and godliness. So how good a God we are that we have. He's so good, he's given you everything pertaining to life and godliness. So in other words, I have what I need. You say to yourself, I have what I need. Amen? I have what I need. Turn your Bible to Romans 8. Amen. Glory to God. Romans 8:31. Amen. Glory to God. I really want to. I'm going to go to verse 28. Amen. I just want you to see it. The Bible says in Romans 8:28-31. I want you to see. It says, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. For he foreknew. God foreknew you. He foreknew what you would ever need in your life. He foreknew. He said, but he whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his son. Before the foundation of the world, God chose you to be just like him. He chose you to be just like Jesus. Before the foundation of the world, before he ever said, let there be light, he created you to be just like Jesus. Glory to God. He said he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Moreover, he predestined that he also called. Who God has predestined, he also will call. Whatever call in your life, he predestined before the foundation of the world, and he's going to call you, he said. And whom he called, these he also will justify. So you got to worry about if God called you, he also justified you, amen. And when he justified, these he also will glorify. In other words, God, well, whom he accepted and when he justified, he will glorify. In other words, he's going to put you on top. He's going to get some glory out your life. And the world going to see it. It's a I knew him back in the day. That had to be nobody but God. Amen. Glory to God. He said, who he also justified, he also, whom he justified, these he also glorified. And this is what I want you to do. What then should we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? If God is for us, who can be against us? In other words, no one can be against you. No one can stop you. You are unstoppable because God is with you. No, what person, what spirit, what demon, what woman can go against God and defeat God? I give you the answer. No one. Amen. He said, but if God is for you, who can be against us? Then he says in verse 32, he who did not spare his own son, but deliver him up for us all, how he should not with him also freely give us all things. I said in time past, if God gave his best gift, which is his son, how he not freely give you all other things? If you give somebody your best gift, you don't mind giving them the rest. So not only did he send his son to save you, but he sent his son that you might have everything that you ever need in your life. Somebody. That's why Jesus' name ought to be lifted up higher and higher. You ought to praise Jesus because it's in Jesus that you have all things. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. He said, in him you have all things. He will he not give you everything else that you ever need in your life? We saw in 1 Peter that through his divine nature, he has already given us everything to take to life and godliness. And we saw in Romans 8:32 that he did with his own son. How will he not freely give you all other things? You need to receive it. Receive the word of God because you have everything. There is no lack in the kingdom of God. Since there is no lack in God, there's no lack in you. Glory to God. Get that revelation. Meditate on that. There's no short change in God's hand. He have it all. It is he. It is given to his children. Do you realize how much God loves you? That he paid the ultimate price for you and then gave you back everything. That's an awesome father. Who don't want a father who laid down his life for you and giving you everything?
What other father does that? It's no other father that does that. He is the greater of the father. He's the father of fathers. He is the Lord of the Lord. He is the King of kings. Somebody praise him in this house because he is already giving you everything. Quit worrying because he is already giving you everything.
Worry is not a factor in a believer's life once he knows the truth. Once he understands and recognizes who you are and what he has, he don't have to worry no more because everything at his disposal. Everything he sees is healed. He told Abraham, he told Abraham this. He said, for as your eye can see, look to the east, look to the west, look to the north, look to the south. Whatever your eye can see is yours. God only going to give to you what you can see in his promises. That came fresh off the press. Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
He has already given you everything. Do you realize that you have everything?
If you realize you have everything, all the weight off your shoulder.
What? Because he has given you everything you will ever need in your life. He paid the ultimate price. He paid the ultimate price and gave you everything.
Somebody ought to praise Jesus in this house. Somebody ought to glorify him.
We've seen this word today because you take it's the truth.
The world says you got to work hard. But that's not the truth, amen.
We got to learn how to enter his rest.
We got to enter his rest. We got to enter his promise. We got to just rest on what he says.
We rest and believe what God has said. We enter his rest because we believe what he says. Amen.
The children of Israel had a problem with that. He delivered them out of money, but they still had a problem with that. They had a problem. The children couldn't enter them because of unbelief. The children of Israel, you know, God has delivered them out of Egypt, out of bondage. They still had a mindset. It was crucial. They didn't believe God. They didn't believe God's report. They didn't believe what God said to them. So therefore, they could not enter his rest. And the same goes today. God has delivered the people out of bondage. He delivered them out of Egypt. Egypt is the enemy. The Egypt was the devil. That Egypt is just like today. The devil is our problem. They snatch it out of the kingdom of darkness into the marvelous kingdom of the light. He came to snatch us out of that. And when he snatches out of that, he didn't snatch us out of there to leave us broken. He didn't snatch us out of there to leave us sick. He didn't snatch us to leave us out there just be dead. He snatched us out of there that we might have life. Glory to God. And the children of Israel complained. They began to moan. They couldn't enter his rest because they went with unbelief. They had unbelief in their life. They couldn't see it. They complained and murmured what God taken them to the promised land. They murmured and complained. After God has delivered them, won't you something? When God delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt, not only he delivered them by a strong, but they didn't leave, if the Bible said they didn't leave empty handed. They took gold and all of the things that the Egyptian had. They took it. Not only he delivered, but he took their gold and the things that they had and took it. And the children of Israel, they didn't leave Egypt broken. God gave them recompense for all the time they was in bondage and slavery. And all the time that Satan had you in bondage and slavery, the devil was going to pay for what he did to you. He's going to pay. And God, he did not leave you empty handed. He didn't snatch you out of the kingdom of darkness so that you might struggle again. He snatched you out of the kingdom of darkness, and then he promised you these promises that he has already given you everything pertaining to life and God. He's given it to you. He snatched you out of the kingdom of darkness, like he snatched the Israelite out of Egypt and snatched them out. He didn't leave them empty handed. But they began to mourn and complain. They began to say, we should have stayed there in Egypt. At least we had fish and bread. there's a mindset of a slave. Even though God has freed them from bondage, they still have a slavery mentality. They didn't believe God. God blessed them and took them out of bondage, and yet they still want to complain. They complain God fed them. For 40 years, God fed them supernaturally. 40 years, they didn't go out and work and receive none of the food they had. Every day, God provided miracles for them. Every day of their life, God provided for them. And they still couldn't see. Even every day they woke up, while they ain't going to work, every day they woke up, there was whales, there was man from heaven there for them. They ain't working their life for their provision. And yet they complain. Mom, we should have been back in Egypt. Mama complained. When it was in Egypt, they worked hard every day. With water, the brick, building walls and buildings, digging ditches and everything. They worked hard just for some food. But they wanted to go back there because they had a slave mentality. It's like the church today. They have a slave mentality. They have a servant mentality. They don't realize that it was sons of God. They don't realize that they still that they're a servant. And I'm talking about class. Like, I'm talking about everybody supposed to serve as a child of God. You're supposed to serve. But you need to realize, to understand, in the class, you are not a servant. You are a son. And because they didn't understand that, they didn't understand who they was and their inheritance. They complained in mumbled to God. And he provided for them. They shoes they wear. They clothed they wear. 40 years and nothing. They ain't like nothing. And they still didn't believe God. It's like today, God, every day I like God still provides, but we don't trust God. We trust in the world system. The world system will kill you. When it was in Bunny Egypt, they was in the world system. They were under the taskmaster of the world. They was under the taskmaster of the devil. And everything they worked for free. Everything they worked for food. They couldn't prosper nothing in their life. They couldn't prosper because it was in bondage. And God provided for them a way. They still believe. The children still didn't believe. They didn't believe. They didn't want me to complain. And God, he saw 12 spies for each leader of each tribe. He took them. They was leaders of the tribe. There was men of God. There was preachers. There was leaders. There was spiritual leaders. And yet, 12 went out. And 12 came back. They came back with fruits of the land that looked at humongous and lustrous, looking good. Great fruits. And all this, the land was proper. The land was so prosperous. But listen to the report. 10 of them before came back and said, yeah, the land is flowing with milk and honey. Yeah, the land is prosperous. But there are giants over there. And we can't defeat them. But God has declared in his word that he has already given them the land. They didn't take God for the word. They saw the opposition. They saw from a world point of view and said, I can't do it. And God said, I'm not calling you to do it. I'm calling you to go over there and possess the land. I'm going to do the work. But they couldn't go possess the land because the 10 came back with an evil report. 10 came back with evil and said, we can't take their jobs over there. Anytime a leader says something, then not what God says is evil. If you say what God did not say, you brought back an evil report. If you go back around and say, oh man, I ain't gonna never get well, you are bringing an evil report. It's evil because it's not God's report. God's report said, I already healed you of all your diseases. So when you confess sickness, you are reporting what the devil said. You talk like the devil. You say what the devil said about your situation. You say, I don't have no money. You are speaking an evil report. Glory to God. But two of them, Joshua King, they brought back over. They said, come on, let's go take it. We well able. They believed God for what they said. Because the 10 spies, the other 10 leaders, didn't believe God. They told him, he told them they won't enter the promised land. He told them that you will not enter the promised land. Because you didn't believe my report. You didn't believe what I said. You won't receive what all I have for you. And all what he had for you, that he has already given you everything contained to life and godliness. He has already given you everything through Jesus Christ. You have received all his riches, all his glory, all his love, all his mercy, all his grace, all his power, all his wisdom, all his knowledge, all his virtue. You see all that. But you're going to be like the children of Israel, the ones who didn't believe. They didn't believe the report. They didn't believe what God said because they didn't believe. They didn't receive it. They stayed in the wilderness 40 years and died right there at the promised land. Right there. And so many times in the body of Christ, the church had that same mentality. They have a slave mentality. They have a servant mentality. They don't know who they are. They walk around and say, I'm just a servant, I'm just an old man, I'm just this, I'm that. And now realize that you're a child of Most High God. Turn your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 4. Amen. Glory to God. I'm doing an amplified by glory to your name. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for reminding me. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Glory to your name. Hebrew chapter 4. I'm going to read out the Amplified Bible so you can read, so you can see for yourself and get you more enlightenment. Amen. Glory to God. You're a child of God. I love you and I got to teach you the truth. God commissioned me to teach y'all. Amen. Glory to God. And he left on record the Hebrew chapter 4. He said, therefore, while the promise of entering his rest still holds, it is offered today. It's still offered today. To enter his rest and to his promise. He said it's still offered today. The offer is still today if you just believe it and receive it today. If you just believe and receive it today, the offer is today. Let us be afraid to distrust it. Lest any of you should think he has come too late and has come short of reaching it. You're not too late to enter God's rest. You haven't come too short to enter his promise. Land flowing with honey. You're not too short. You didn't come too late. You just right on time. Just believe God that he has already given you everything pertaining to the life of God. Receive it. Receive it. You got to receive the word like Mary. Receive it today and it will produce the fruit. Amen. It becomes fruitious. Amen. He said, think it has come too late or has come short of reaching it. For indeed we had the glad tidings, the gospel of God proclaimed to us just as truly as they, as the Israelites of the old did. They had the gospel preached to them. God is delivering them. God is blessing them. Then he bringing them out of bondage. We, same promise. For indeed we had the glad tidings, the gospel of God proclaiming to us just as it truly as they, the Israelites of old did, when the good news of deliverance from bondage came to them, but the message they heard did not benefit them. They heard the good news. They heard the deliverance and God's going to take them to the land of milk and honey. Wrong with milk and honey, number prosperous. You be in good health as your soul prosperous. I'm talking about healing, deliverance, peace, joy. All that God has is yours. But he said, it didn't benefit them. It didn't benefit them, even though the promise of God are yes. See, the promise of God are yes to you. It's yes. It's yes. It's not no. He said, even though they heard it, it didn't benefit them, though. He said, preacher, why did it benefit them? He said, because they were not mixed with faith. It did not benefit them because it was not mixed with faith. With the leaning of the entire personality on God, your whole person, your whole being anywhere to trust on God. They own the entire personality on God in absolute trust. No doubt. No other resource but God. When you just trust only in God as your source, then you will walk into the promised land. This says, then it will not be expected to lean to the entire, leaning the entire personality on God in absolute trust and confidence in His power, wisdom in His goodness. By those who heard it, neither were they united in faith with the ones with Joshua and Caleb. He says, even though the same promise was to all of them, they didn't benefit from it because they missed with faith. He said, neither did they go with Joshua and Caleb, who heard and did believe. Jason and Caleb, Joshua and Caleb believed what God said. They said, come, we can move well to overtake them. They believe what God says. But he said they didn't miss it with faith. They didn't try to unite their faith with Joshua and Caleb. In other words, you go to church, go around hanging with people with unbelief. You just could hang around with some people who believe God's word. You didn't even want to hang around people. You didn't want to listen to people who had the wisdom and knowledge of God, who used their faith. And you just said, they are crazy. They going too far. They going too far. They believe they like God, acting like God, doing the things God want to do. We're not going to enter there, y'all. We're not going to be part of that church. We're not going to be part of that body of Christ. Don't listen to them. Don't listen to them. Don't listen to them. And they didn't listen to Joshua and Caleb. And what it cost them. It didn't enter the promised land. They couldn't enter the promised land because they didn't believe God. He said, neither were they united in faith with the one Joshua and Caleb who heard and did believe. He said, for we who have believed or heard to and trusted and rely on God, totally on God. You got to rely totally on God. You can't rely on your job. You can't rely on your boss. You can't rely on your husband. You can't rely on your wife. You got to rely totally on God. He said, for you have believed and heard and trusted and relied on God. Do enter that rest. Ones who truly rely on God for everything will enter His rest. I'm not saying you don't go to work and do things God wants you to do. I'm saying trust in God for everything. Rely on God for your resources, not your job. You can lose your job tomorrow and you have no more resources if you trust in your job. But you trust in God, who there is no lack in the kingdom of God. There is no lack in you. Amen. But it says, we have believed or heard and trusted in God, allow God do not enter His rest. In accordance with His declaration, His decree, that those who did not believe should not enter when He said, as I swore in my wrath, they should not enter my rest. I want you to see this. They should not enter my rest. And then he said, although His works has been completed and prepared, waiting for all who would believe from the foundation of the world. Before God had created the world, He had put all your provision, all your deliverance, all your healing, all your peace, all your joy before the foundation of the world. Before He ever created man, He has already provided everything that you would ever need. It said, they should not enter my rest, although He said, although His work has been completed and prepared, waiting for all who believe. So in other words, it's waiting for you to believe. It's today. It's right now. You can enter His rest right now. It's today. It's not tomorrow. It's today. Enter His rest. Excuse me. But because they didn't enter their rest, they complain and murmur. The world still have a slave mentality. They work hard for nothing. God sent 12 spies, they still came back with a negative report. Joshua and Caleb entered the promised land because they believed. They entered His rest because they believed. They didn't do nothing special but believe to God for His word. And enter His rest. If you enter His rest today, He says today. You enter His rest today and totally rely on me as your source.
I will provide for you everything you need. I will give you desires of your heart. Not only do I provide for your need, but I'll give you the thing that you desire the most, and I'll give it to you. And first of all, I have already given it to you. If you enter his rest today, you totally rely on God, you will enter his rest. And all your provision has already been made for you. So the weight and the burden is off your shoulder. But those who don't trust in him, rely totally on him, the burden is still on them because they trust themselves. Jeremiah 17:5 says, cursed the man who trusts in himself with his arm or with his strength. In other words, man who trusts in his own ability or the ability of other men is a curse on your life because you don't trust God. You're going to work hard like Adam did to get to the garden. You're going to work hard for a living with sweat your eyebrow trying to get some food to eat or to pay your bills. God said, if you enter my rest, all your bills are paid. He said, enter my rest, your house is yours. If you enter my rest, the car is yours. If you enter my rest, I will deliver you. If you enter my rest, I will heal you all diseases. If you enter my rest, you have the peace that surpasses my understanding. If you enter my rest, do you totally trust, rely on God? Because he has already given you everything. Amen. Jesus never worked for a living. When Jesus walked this earth for 33 years, he never worked for a living. He had the mindset that he was the Son of God. He had the mindset that I am a child of God, and everything that my Father has, I have at my disposal. Turn the song on, girl. I want you to see something. Amen. Psalms 103. It's amazing. It's the word of God. It's true. It's true. You need to accept the word of God is true. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul. Mind, body, his spirit, his thoughts, his intellect, his emotions. He says, bless the Lord, O my soul. All that within me, bless his holy name. See, God wants you to bless his name. I told you, if you give God some praise, then bless his holy name. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul. All within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. And forget not, he said, don't you forget all my benefits for receiving me as Lord. Don't you forget all, not some, all of his benefits. Who forgive all your iniquities. Those who accept Jesus Christ, those say, he never hold your sin against you. The Bible says that he will remember him no more. God do not hold sin against the believer. He paid the price for it. Jesus paid the price one time for sin, and it wiped sin out of your life. God will never hold sin against you ever again when you accept Jesus Christ. He will never hold it against you because you're righteous because you accept Jesus. Not of your own works. Amen. He said, bless the Lord, all my soul, who forgive all your iniquities, who heal all of your diseases. I ain't got no disease. He healed me all my diseases. Sickness can't come to me. I declare and decree, sickness, you will not touch me. If you touch me, you will die instantly in the name of Jesus. Who heal all your diseases. Who redeem your life from destruction.
who crown you with love and kindness and tenderness, who satisfy your mouth with good things. Who satisfy your mouth with good things. Your mouth needs to speak good things. You need your mouth to speak the word of God. So good things come in your life. Amen. You got to declare what God says. Amen. He healed all your diseases. I wouldn't accept no disease. You had the right to not accept any sickness in your life. Glory to God. You don't have to be sick. Glory to your name, Lord. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. One more. Yeah, one more scripture. I'll give you some examples. But turn your Bible to Isaiah 55. It's the truth. You should write the scriptures down because it is true. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. You're so awesome. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to read out the Message Bible. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm just trying to get this to the Message Bible. I command you to work now in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. You have no place here. You do what I say. Glory to God. You do what I say. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So here you get that in the Message Bible. Isaiah 55, verse 1 through 5. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. He says this. Isaiah 55, verse 1 through 5 through the Message Bible. He said, "Hey there, all who are thirsty." Oh, you thirsty? All who are thirsty, come to the water. The water is Jesus. The water is God. It's the life source. He said, "Hey there," he's talking to you, "all who are thirsty, come to the water. All you penniless, come anyway. Buy and eat." This is how the kingdom of God works, through faith. Faith is your currency. He said, "Come anyway, buy and eat. Come, buy your drinks. Buy wine and milk. Buy without money. The kingdom of God, when you're a child of the king, the kingdom of God will operate through money, operate through faith. And faith buy you without money." He said, "Buy without money. Everything is free." He says in his kingdom, everything is free. Why do you spend your money on junk food? I want you to see that. I want you to see that the description of junk food is a quality. He said, "Why do you spend your money on junk food? Why do you spend your money on things that's not the best?" He said, "Why do you spend your money on junk food and your hard-earned cash on cotton candy?" In other words, we work in the world system. You operate in the world system. You work hard. Go out and work 40, 50, 60 hours a week, and you still don't get the best product. You still don't get the best house. We work 40, 60 hours a week, and we'll settle for a $75, $80,000 house that's tore down and needs some work. We work all day for a living. We work all day for this. But you turn it on. You said you work all day to spend your hard earned money on cotton candy. You work all day hard and you still don't get the best. And you still don't get the best. You said you work hard, labor hard, and you still don't get the best. See, in the kingdom of darkness, he don't want you to have the best. He wants you to work hard and just get a little. But it says,
He says, why do you spend your money on junk food and your hard-earned cash on cotton candy? That's a question. He said, listen to me. God is speaking to you now. Listen to me. Listen well. Eat only the best. Feed yourself with only vines. God says, I want you to eat the best. I want you to have the best. I want you with the best house. I want you with the best car. I want you the best health. I want you the best, just the best, best. The finest of finest. If you don't have the finest of finest, that's not God's best. God wants you to have the best. He said his word. The finest. He said the finest. He said, eat only the best. Fill yourself with only the finest. He said, pay attention. Come close now. Listen carefully to my life-giving and life-nourishing word. I'm making a last covenant, a covenant and commitment with you. The same that I made with David, sure, solid, enduring love. I set him up as a witness to the nation, made him a prince and a leader of the nation. And now I'm doing it to you. That's God's word to you. He said, now I'm doing it to you. He said, just like I raised David up. I raised David up to be a shepherd boy who was taking care of the sheep. And I made him a warrior and I made him a king. I made him one of the greatest kings. He said, nations bow down to David. I took him from being here to there, from the bottom to the top. And God says, I'm going to do the same for you. Do you receive God said, he said, I'm going to do the same for you. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Jesus never had to work for a living. Everything he needed was at his disposal. Jesus turned water into wine. When they had the marriage celebration, the marriage going on, they ran out of wine. There was a whole lot of people there. They ran out of wine. Jesus had to go and say, come on, disciples. His mother came and said, when you do something, in the world, prayer phrase, when you do something about the situation, they about to run out of wine. They run out of wine. The marriage celebration is gone. Then he fished six large pots of water and turned to wine. That much wine probably took the whole group of people to work together for a year to spend that much money to get that much wine. Jesus did it in 3 seconds. He did it, told them, go fill the water pots up, dip some, and take it to them. And he took it to him, and it was the best wine. He said, this is the best wine. He said, the best wine. He usually had saved the worst wine for the last. But you serve us the best wine. Not only did God tell you, I told you God would you have the best. Jesus didn't give them no cheap wine, did he? He gave them the best wine. The one who took the cup and took wine. He said, this is the best wine. See, God wants you to have the best. But he didn't go out and spend none of his money. He didn't say, come on, y'all, let's go get a job real quick, try to hustle some things, go to the bank, try to hustle some things so we can get this marriage start. Keep this marriage celebration going on. No, he said, fill us 6 water pots. And they had the best wine. See, there's no lack in the kingdom of God. Jesus knew who he was. He knew he was the son of God. Jesus told Peter, God. Jesus fed 5,000. There was a lack. He asked the disciples, what would they do? They was part of Jesus, and the disciples said that they was hungry. How were they going to feed 5,000 men plus women and children? The Bible says Jesus asked the disciples what would they do, even though he already knew what he would do. One of the disciples said, it would take a whole year of wages just to give them a little bread. So everybody can eat a little bread. Just take bread. It takes a whole year of wages to eat a piece of bread. The other disciples said, all we got here is a lad with 2 pieces of fish and 5 loaves of bread. That's still in. They said, what is that compared to all these people? Over 10,000 people. All they had were 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. Jesus asked what they would do because he tried to see where their faith was. He tried to show them that there's no light in the kingdom of God. Jesus said, give me the fish, give me the bread. Look what he did. The Bible said he gave thanks to the Father for providing. He said, Father, thank you. I give this offer, up to you. And I know you're going to multiply to feed all 10,000 of these people. And he gave thanks to it. And the Bible said he gave to the disciples, he distributed to the disciples, distributed to them, and their food kept multiplying. But there's no lack in the kingdom of God. They walk away with more when they first started with. There's no lack in the kingdom of God. When you know you're a child, there's no lack. But if you got a servant mentality and not a son mentality, you will continue to think like that. My last example is the prodigal son. The prodigal son, the lesson we all know, that the prodigal son left, asked his father for the inheritance. He asked for the inheritance, and the father gave him the inheritance. And he went about doing what he wanted to do, living a luxurious life, just doing anything, wasting his money. And he found himself in poverty, in the hole's pen. Then he said, the Bible said he came to his senses. He said, I'm going to go back to my father's house, where the servants eat better than I am. At least I can go back to my father's house and work as a servant, and I have some food in my belly. I want to listen to what he said now. And then he went back and go to his father's house. The father saw him from a distance, and the father came and hugged around the neck. He was pleased to see him. He thought his father was going to fuss at him and treat him bad and whoop him and do all type of things. But the father offered him love and arms like it never happened. That's what God is. When you messed up, God still accepts you just like you are and love you unconditionally. Because that's the type of God we serve. You in his kingdom, you in his covenant, and you in his promise, and he promised he'd never leave you nor forsake you. Then, so as the prodigal son came back, he had a servant mentality. He went to work for a living, and the father says, no, go get the fatted cow, the best clothing, and the ring. Go get the best. See, he didn't offer him. You out there messed up and did all these things with all money I gave you, and you come back in my house and you spent me. He said, no. I'm going to give you the best. He didn't realize that the father wanted him to have the best, even though he wasted what he had. The father still offered him the best. No matter how much you messed up, God still wants you to have the best. Glory to God. And then the other brother got mad at his father, and his brother said, Why y'all, what's this celebration party going on? He said, your brother came home, we should be happy and joyous. And the other brother was mad. And he said this. He said, I've been here all the time. I didn't leave like him. He went out there and wasted all his money. I stayed right here serving you. That's how the people in the church be. The church don't understand. They look at somebody walk away from the church and they talk bad about them and don't realize the blessing of God is still on that person's life. And then the people in the church, they come and praise and worship God all the time, here Sunday after Sunday, Sunday after Sunday, and still have a certain mentality. The elder brother, he said, I've been here all the time, praising you, serving you, and yet you never did nothing like this with me. You never threw me no party. The father looked at the son and said, son, all that I have is yours. He didn't understand. Because he had a servant mentality. He didn't see himself as the son of God. He didn't see himself as the child of God with all the benefits. Forget not all his benefits. Are you having a slave mentality or a servant mentality? Until you come this day and have a son mentality. Because you need to recognize your inheritance. There's no lack in your life. There's nothing missing in your life. If you believe by faith, faith is the assurance, the confidence, the title deed to what we desire. Faith is your title deed to receive the resources from heaven and from the Father. Amen. But as I end my message, I want you to just understand. I want you to listen to it over and over again. Take down the scriptures. Read for yourself. It all is yours. There's no lack. Truthfully, there's no lack in your life. There's nothing that the Father hasn't given you already. Those who accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. So today, receive Him. Don't be like the children of Israel who wandered around in the desert in the wilderness for 40 years, complaining and murmuring. Saying, I wish I could do this, I wish I could do that. And God said, I have already given it to you. Child, all you have to do is receive it by faith. It's yours. All that I have is yours. Just receive it, and you'll have it. Amen. May the blessing of God overtake you. We say goodbye for now and see you next week. Remember, love and faith, healing mission. Remember that the blessing of God is on your life. There's no lack in your life. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God.